visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Monday, magnificent Monday, May 12th, 2025 edition. A new beginning for America. Despite the media's best efforts to bury it. Let's take a moment to commend the leadership, clarity, and discipline shown by Secretary Scott Bessent and Ambassador Jamison Greer, along with Donald Trump, during the negotiations that took place this weekend in Switzerland with China. While the media is obsessed over distractions and spin, something historic happened in Geneva this weekend. First, the United States and China agreed to 115 mutual tariff reduction, dropping each side down to 10%. 20% additional tariff on China goods remains intact until they finish negotiations of this trade deal and China agrees to stop fentanyl coming into the United States. China's side, they removed its hidden embargo-style restrictions on U.S. goods. And for the first time, China sat down to discuss the fentanyl crisis with real seriousness. All under the leadership of President Donald Trump, all aimed at fixing the $1.2 trillion trade deficit that exploded under Biden administration. When Biden took office, before he started his 4 years in the Oval Office, we were at roughly about $750 billion. Last year, the end of 2024, we were at $1.2 trillion, a 42% increase in 4 years. Well, based on questions that came from the media during the press conference, you wouldn't know that any of those things happened. The media wanted a total failure in Switzerland. Instead, we got a win. But here's the questioning and the answers exposing exactly their bias and what they're trying to do. Jenny Leonard of Bloomberg News was the president pushing you, stating that China would not budge before you came down in your tariffs. What does that show? Obvious bias tactic, suggesting that Donald Trump and Scott Bessent caved in. She doesn't report the result of what happened. She wants to talk about the implied weakness of Donald Trump. And totally wrong. Jamie, Associated Press, we're trying to understand the numbers. They're all over the place. Bias tactic, play dumb. Try to portray the outcome as chaotic or dishonest at best. However, when the numbers were clearly explained, there was no ambiguity. Wake up and read. Another reporter, wouldn't it have been better to talk nicely from the start and instead of threatening all these tariffs? What is the bias tactic right there they're trying to use? Gaslight the audience and the American people. ignore the fact that 30 years of failed diplomacy and try to blame Trump for the mess that others created. Well, this narrative warfare is what they're trying to do. They aren't confused. They're completely panicked. Why? Because it worked. Lower costs with tariffs eased, embargoes dropped. American importers and consumers will end up paying less. Savings at the checkout counter, relief for small businesses, and no more confusion, no more uncertainty in the markets. It's already happening. First benefit, jobs returning to America. With Trump's America First trade policies leveling the playing field. When trade is reciprocal, we'll charge you the same amount of tariffs you're charging us for our products going in your country. We're going to charge your products coming into America. What does that do? It brings jobs here. This is the first step to reshoring our industries, our industrial backbone, reviving and providing a secure supply chain. Fighting fentanyl. For the first time ever, China brought public safety officials to the trade meeting. The message? This is no longer a diplomatic footnote. It's a deadly crisis that must be solved. Lives will be saved. Strategic independence. The Trump administration made it clear. We are going to rebalance our supply chains. Medicine, semiconductors, chips, raw materials, steel, and more. No more dependency, no more vulnerability. The era is over. Justice in trade is justice for our people. Do you want to look for something in Scripture? Proverbs 20:10. Where it warns against unequal weights and measures. For decades, we've traded with nations that cheat, while elites in this country have looked away. This is not about isolationism. It's about sovereignty. It's about restoring the dignity of work. It's about a nation whose leaders serve citizens, not multinational boardrooms. And it's about honoring God by pursuing truth, order, and fairness. So what's coming? What is the process for the next 90 days? Well, during this pause, negotiations will begin in earnest. China no longer retaliating, but actually working with the United States. Supply chain weaknesses are being corrected. Flow of goods are beginning once again. First, we start with a process which will lead to a plan, and finally, mechanisms will be put in place. This is not just a diplomatic win. This is a course correction for the world to see. Amazing, amazing how quickly this is taking shape. A restoration of reciprocal trade, strength, and hope. So remember, folks, don't let Bloomberg, AP News, NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, MSNBC, all of these media outlets, Don't let them tell you otherwise. When you hear it, it's false, fake news. They'll try to twist the success into a surrender because they can't bear to see America winning again under Donald Trump's presidency. But the truth is clear. We didn't back down. We didn't capitulate. We did not collapse. We recalibrated trade worldwide. We led. We rose up to the occasion, and it's just the beginning. God bless the American worker. God bless the leadership that fought for this. God bless every family waiting for an opportunity to knock again. And may we always be one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Great post this morning that I shared on my Twitter X account. Two other things happening in that post right there. Spiritual awakening. Young people getting involved in church activities. Young people holding rallies. Young people starting to think that conservatism is actually better than liberalism. You know what this is basically coming down to, folks? The left woke DEI agenda had its shot. With Donald Trump defeating Kamala Harris and all of this activity happening in trade, in the business world, young people starting to realize that, guess what? That woke agenda, it doesn't make sense. Young people starting to have children again. Getting married, having kids, it's starting. The numbers are already up. One other last point on this story, real quick, before we go to the next story. It took a major paradigm shift in the White House to get it all going. And now everybody else is following suit. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions, whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money. I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Performance invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Because of what's happening in Washington, what is happening on the world stage, I believe is going to have a trickle-down effect to the states, from within the states, the local counties, local municipalities. Let me explain. Again, the process, the plan, which I talked about on January 1st, now coming to fruition, now that these things are happening at the national level, things are going to start happening at the state level as well as the local level. One of the things that you have to be aware of, you have to plan for, you need to be part of this, is going to be next year's election. Next year's election is going to elect, for the first time since the 1880s, a new governor and a new U.S. senator, both competing in an open race. No incumbent governor, no incumbent state senator. Open seats. State senators will be on the ballot. State representatives on the ballot. You have to understand that this process is an opportunity for us to fix the state of Michigan. If we get the right candidates on the Republican side, I believe we will continue our historical 8-year cycle. Every 8 years, Democrat governor. Next 8 years, Republican. Then Democrat, then Republican. Well, we're due for a Republican governor next year. Because of the things that Donald Trump, his commerce secretary, the trade deals, the things that are happening at the national level, is going to trickle down to the states. When it trickles down to the states, people will start feeling better about the direction that things are headed. As a result, being optimistic about the new leadership in Washington will cause them to give us new leadership in Lansing. New leadership in Lansing will change and undo all of the harm and negative things that we've had to endure under the Democrat control of the House and the Senate and this Governor Gretchen Whitmer last legislative session, 2023-2024. Almost every single thing they did can be undone. Why? Because they did it legislatively. They didn't change our Constitution. They did it legislatively. And as a result, it can be undone legislatively. That's the positive. That's the good news. However, it's going to take strong leadership, a Republican governor with very strong backbone to say, we have got to fix the state and this is how we're going to do it. Complete restructuring of the state government. Getting rid of some departments in Lansing. Firing employees. Getting the number of state employees down. This has got to happen if we're truly going to fix the state. And I believe it will happen because of the direction, the leadership coming from Washington, D.C. Now, Whitmer can try to take credit for it. That's fine and good, but she's done. She is done. She is already looking for her next job, which is running for president in 2028. She's just trying to ride the storm out by not having a special election in the 35th State Senate District. The only chamber they still have a one-seat majority in is the State Senate. And she's not willing to hold a special election to give those people representation for a state senator, because she knows darn well a Republican will win the seat. With that, they'll have gridlock in the Senate. Shared committee chairmanships, partisan votes would be tied 19 to 19. And the only person that can break the tie is her lieutenant governor, Garland Gilchrist. She doesn't want to endorse in that Democrat side of the Republic or the Democratic primary. She doesn't want to endorse anybody. Well, he would have a huge bargaining chip to get her endorsement. And honestly, I don't think she wants to endorse him. So, going to be a very interesting time here, folks. Very, very interesting time. One of the other points I want to make real quick. You know what? I'll hold it. We'll talk about it in the next hour. Magnificent Monday continues. We'll follow the stories we'll be talking about, and we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days.